Right, just coming up to 11:31, you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM here with Eat My Brunch. Now, it's very, very glamorous in the studio this morning. I've got Jodie Foley, who is the winner of Miss Plus Size United Kingdom. She is gorgeous, and she's also from Brentwood. It's a groundbreaking beauty pageant, and it's open to big, beautiful women with the aim of promoting body confidence and inspiring young women across the UK. So thanks very much for coming in.
That's okay, thank you.
You're looking lovely today.
Thank you very much.
I love your teeth as well. I'd have those. I would have those. There's nothing like a beautiful set of teeth, and they're natural, aren't they?
They are indeed.
See, that's it. Yeah, making me feel even worse now. Now, you've come in this morning with your lovely husband. Say hello, husband.
Hello.
I'll just make him join in there. He's coming to give you a bit of support today, so thanks for coming in. So, first of all, congratulations on winning the competition.
Thank you so much.
What made you, we're talking off air, and what made you enter a beauty pageant?
Well, I'd never actually thought about it before, and my brother, he knew someone that had been in it before, and he just said, you'd be perfect for it. He just said, go for it, and I was contemplating whether to do it, and then I think a couple of days before I entered, I went online, and I entered, and I got through. So
did you send it like a picture in, and then they ask how tall you are, and then you have to go through to the live? How does it work?
No, I don't think they asked how tall I was, yeah, or what, they asked what dress size I was, because yeah, it was started from a size 18. So, and yes, I had to send in two pictures of myself, a headshot and a full body shot.
Yeah.
Basically, I think just showing that, you know, for confidence, showing that you're confident, standing, having a full body shot.
Yeah.
And they just asked a little bit about myself, really.
Yeah. And then what was the next stage? Did you go along to sort of where you had other girls and you had to sort of, you know, do a bit of modelling? How did it work?
Yeah, so we went to London. I got an email back saying I'd got through to the next stage.
Yeah.
So I went over to London, and there was the auditions, and I got to meet all the other girls that had applied as well, which was really nice. It was amazing, actually. I didn't want to go home. I was in a room full of women like me,
yeah,
curvy, beautiful, confident women, and we had to go in front of four judges and stand up, and they asked us a few questions, and then that was it. We just come out and waited to find out if we'd got through to the next bit as a finalist.
And what was it like on the actual final competition? What did you have to do for that?
So it was it was in Manchester, yeah, in a hotel, and we had to do catwalking. So we had to catwalk a casual outfit,
yep,
an evening gown and a swimwear round.
Yeah.
So that was scary. I think the swimwear was scary for me because that was flaunting, like, you know, getting all your body out. And
yeah.
So, yeah, you had to have real confidence to get out and do that. So, yeah.
And with people say, well, like catwalk modelling, but it's not. I know people sort of, you know, we can walk around and try, but there is a certain way to do it. And it is quite, because I'm clumsy. I'd have been off the edge of the stage before you'd even turn around. But it is quite an art to do it, isn't it? And it's about presenting the clothes as well as yourself.
Yeah, it is. You have to be super confident. And at first, I was, although I entered this pageant and, you know, I was coming into my own and finding myself and actually finding confidence within myself, I wasn't fully there yet.
Yeah.
But actually, the past year, that had made me get through so much more things that I doubted myself. So we had catwalk lessons, which, yep, was good. We went to a boot camp actually in Cornwall, which was amazing. We stayed for 3 nights with all of the pageant girls. We got to know each other. We done confident classes, and yeah, it was just amazing. So we had the practice before we went out on stage.
Yeah.
So, and actually we were all different shapes and sizes, all different heights.
Yep.
So yeah, it was just showing that we were all different, but we were all confident and happy with who we were.
You were saying just off air that it's you know, and looking at you, because you are so beautiful, you are a very beautiful lady.
Oh, thank you.
So sorry, I don't want to keep saying your husband over there. Is he filming me? I hope you're filming me. I don't think he's filming me. So you're saying you know, your confidence, you didn't always feel like that, and we always think that beautiful people, or people we perceive other
as
people
beautiful,
be, as,
yeah,
as feeling so confident and not like the rest of us, but that's not how you felt.
Yeah, no, growing up, I'd never felt comfortable with my skin, and I felt like I was the only one. I mean, I'm nearly 6 foot. I have size 10 feet. So, you know, it was hard enough getting a pair of shoes and just being the same as everybody else. So I felt like I had to be, but I so wasn't. And so I didn't feel comfortable with myself. And I've just grown to a stage in my life where I just think, do you know what, I'm not going to change, this is me, I've got to be happy, life's too short. So I want to enjoy it, and I'll enjoy it in this body, you know, I'm fine with it.
That's a great word actually. I was looking, I mean, I always do say on the radio, when you're an older woman, you kind of, you can see the things about, you know, something taking your lines away or making you thin, you just go, yeah, whatever, I won't get into that. What I worry about is, because we're very much on social media now, and it's Facebook and Instagram, and you've got young girls who are 12 years old that have that body where they have no hips, no boobs, and then suddenly they hit puberty and they start all their boobs and they're getting like waist and hips, and they don't think that's natural, and they're looking at girls that basically, and you must admit, a lot of girls in the media, they look like 12 year old boys.
Or
their heads are so big that they're the same size
really tiny,
like size 6 or size 0.
Yeah, well, I mean, growing up, that's what I sort of had to look at, and so that's why for myself, even entering this pageant, it had nothing to do with modelling. I'm just happy that, you know, I've got a bit of modelling out of it. But for me, I just want to be someone that can inspire other people and show them that it's not, you know, it's not, we can all be different. We don't have to be all the same. It's diversity, you know. How boring would it be if we all had to look at the same thing? So, yeah, no, I think it's important that young girls have other role models to look at, to say, actually, it's okay if I've got, you know, my thighs are a little bit bigger, or, you know, this is a bit bigger than my friends, it's okay to be the way I am. And so, yeah, I think it's very important to have, you know, women like myself, and, you know, actually of different heights as well, it doesn't matter, just normal everyday women. Basically,
women are kind of, when you do read some of the, I mean, I go on to the Daily Mail, I know I shouldn't, but when you read some of the comments that people leave, it's, we are in a quite a heartless society now, where people are literally, if they say a superstar, and you, I'm looking at them going, well, they look fabulous, and they're going, they're old, they look old, and you're going, well, they're 25, and, you know, you're looking at them all, they've got a bit of fat, and people, do you know what I think they should do with all Instagram and Twitter and Facebook? If you want to make a comment about somebody on any of these things, you have to have a nude picture of yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And that way, and like, then, a nude picture, then go for it. Tell me how ugly I am, and I think that would solve a lot of problems.
Yeah, I mean, I've had it growing up. I was picked on, oh God, left, right and centre growing up, and people calling me names, the honey monster, here comes the honey monster, and, you know, it's, people can be mean, and people could be cruel, and it does hurt. But, you know, I've grown this wall where, you know, if you want to say something, say something, but I'm not going to let it bother me anymore. And I just think people need to, you know, if they want to have their opinion, let them have them, but you need to just think, oh, it's only someone saying something. As long as you're okay with the way you are and the way you, you know, the way you come across, that's all that matters, really.
You were saying about Michelle Collins as well, because she's only down the road.
Gemma.
Do you know what I'm saying? Who's Michelle Collins?
I don't know.
Do you know, that's my mum's old surname. That's why I got confused.
There you go.
I'm trying to say it's Michelle Collins. It's not me. Gemma Collins. Sorry, Gemma, I haven't met her before. You've done some modelling for her. You've done Simply Be. You've done some other bits and pieces.
I have, yeah. I mean, Gemma Collins, she's supported me all the way through the pageant, and she sees something in me as well that she thinks special. And, yeah, she's given me a chance. She's let me model some of her clothes, which is really nice.
Yeah.
And I also have done the Curvy Convention, which is an amazing event, and everybody, you know, needs to get down there. It's literally a day where it's spent everything plus size, everything curvy, and there's loads of different plus size brands, as Simply Be, Yours, Evans, and I catwalked. So throughout the day, you'll get women of all different shapes, height and sizes catwalking the clothes. You can have a personal shopping experience where Gemma Collins or, you know, someone from the Yours clothesline will help you, you know, style yourself. So yeah, it's amazing.
Is that once a year, or do they do that every couple of months?
Yeah, once a year. And I think the next one is on the, I think, 21st of May. I know it's in May.
Yeah.
2016. So yeah, get yourself down there. It's an amazing day.
Can I just say your eyebrows? I'm not a fan of eyebrows normally, but your eyebrows are lovely.
Thank you very
much. Who does your eyebrows? Do you do them yourself?
I do it myself. Yeah, they're nice.
Thank you. Sometimes in Essex we've got this thing for eyebrows, but people, you look at people, you're like, all you see is eyebrows. But your eyebrows are really nice.
Thank you very much.
You know what I mean, though, don't you? I don't know what I'm whispering for, but you know.
I do.
Let's not mention any names, just in case we're going to get in trouble. So next year's competition, when does it actually kick off again for people to start, if they're out there and thinking, actually, I wouldn't mind having a go at that?
Yeah, go for it. I mean, it's amazing. Anybody thinking about it, or if you haven't thought about it, go for it. It's so amazing. It's the best thing I've done.
When does it start?
I started my auditions, I think I applied in October.
Yeah.
So I think it started now. So you can get online, just put in Miss Plus Size United Kingdom 2016,
yeah,
and then you'll be able to find the links for it. You've got an application. It's really short. Send a headshot, a full body shot with a little bit of a description about yourself, and then they'll get back to you, and then you'll go for the auditions. And all the girls come from all over the country, which is amazing. I've made some really great friends.
Yeah.
So yeah, get down, get do it. It's amazing. I'll tell everybody to do it.
Also, you've got your Facebook page, you've got Instagram, and it's all the W's Miss Plus Size UK.co.uk.
Yeah.
If you want to find out more there. So your Instagram is Big Pretty Me One.
Yeah, that's
and
me.
That's the number one. And also, if you go to Twitter, it's Big Pretty Me One as well. I was about to say Big Pretty Me Two. I can't get the words out. It's Big Pretty Me One. So that's on Instagram and Twitter.
That's
and
it.
On Facebook.
Yeah, it's just Jodie Foley, and it's Miss Plus Size United Kingdom, and that's my fan page where you can see I just upload inspirational quotes. I talk to people if they ever want to talk to me. People ask me, I upload pictures of myself, and people intrigued of where I get my outfits and how I match things together.
Yep.
So anything really, you know, things that have happened to me growing up, you know, where other people have gone through that. So yeah, it's just a page for people just to check me out and have a chat about anything. So yeah.
And what's the dream? Are you thinking about possibly you'd like to launch a fashion range or makeup range, or what do you think you're going to go on to do?
I would love to. Shoes are one of my main things. So growing up, you know, I felt like I could never get a pair of shoes, and sometimes I still find it difficult.
Yeah.
So yeah, shoes and clothes, definitely. That would I'd love to do that. But I'd just love to be an inspirational person, people that can look up to me, and you know, just someone, a public figure that people could say, look, you know, she's not a skinny mini, but you know, she's doing it. So yeah, just yeah, modeling as well.
It's well, I hope good. You do really well. It's lovely
Thank
to
you.
Meet you. And it
Thank
wasn't that bad,
much.
Was it?
No, I was a bit scared, but I'm okay now.
Well, you said heart was going to be... You know, I calmed you down. I gave you that tissue. That was fine.
Yeah, that's it.
A cup of tea.
Cup
of tea, fine. Husband's still... Are you all right, though?
Yeah.
Need to stop filming now. It wasn't me saying anything, was it? what do you think about your lovely wife's modelling? You proud of her?
Yeah, I'm very proud of her. I think she's done really well.
No, yeah, that's lovely.
That's all that matters. My kids and my husband, they're proud of me, so yeah.
How many kids you got?
Two boys.
Good morning, boys. What are they called?
Zion and Kamali.
Well, they
very unusual.
They
names.
Might not be listening now, but I will put this up on the website. So
oh,
they can
brilliant!
Back,
oh, lovely. They'd love that. Thank you.
Lovely to meet you. And don't forget, if you want to find out more, it's Big Pretty Me One on Instagram, Big Pretty Me One on Twitter, and you can find out more on Facebook as well. And we'll put all the links up for you.
Lovely. Thanks very much.
You're welcome. Take care. Then it's 11:43 now. If you like a little bit of music.